And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. We're broadcasting live from the Bank One Ballpark, the Fishbowl, I think they call this place. And we don't have Ken's mic on here, but we're working on that. We've got what do we got going on today? There's some kind of clothing drive going on, and that's why we're down here to help try to get people down here. If you're coming down to the ballpark,
hey, I think I hear myself.
Hey, there you are.
We're in the fishbowl here at the Bank One Ballpark. Absolutely, it's the Bring a Bundle to Bob promo. We're trying to get as many clothing donations down here today as we possibly can. If you're coming down to the game, even if you're not coming down to the game,
come down to the game or come down to the ballpark.
Exactly. The D-backs wives are going to be here to collect up as many items of clothing that are going to benefit the Back to School Clothing Drive Association. The goal is to collect 15,000 pairs of socks and underwear. We need kids' socks sizes 9 to 11, kids' underwear from 8, 10, 12, and 14. And if you forget to bring your actual clothing for donation, you can actually make purchases or just donate cash.
Donations right here, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, right. Visa, MasterCard, they're going to take all that stuff. And any donation you submit will qualify you for some Diamondbacks memorabilia.
They got raffle tickets.
Right on.
Good stuff.
So you got a chance to win with each donation. So there's about 9,000 disadvantaged Valley Public School kids out there from the kindergarten through eighth grade that we're trying to get set up here today. So we're broadcasting live down here from the Plaza at Bank One Ballpark in what we affectionately call the Fishbowl.
It's kind of cold in the Fishbowl.
It is. It's
something
nice.
Weird I noticed about this here Fishbowl is you can see out real well, but in is not as well.
That's okay.
It's kind of like
it's like having those sunglasses on.
Yeah, something like that.
Where are our eyes looking today? Well, come down and say hey one way or the other. Either stop by on your way into the game or just come in and come by and you'll see. I mean, you can't miss this area.
Pound on the soundproof, bulletproof glass.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Today's show is all about, by the way, you're listening to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Coleman, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors, a little out of our element. We do have internet access, so we can take your email questions today, of course. You can call us with any of those questions you have, 602-277-5827. And through the magic of buttons and electronics and wires, they'll push those phone calls right up to us here in the fishbowl and see if we can help you out with any and all your computer questions.
And later on, if you're down here at the plaza, you might see Ken roaming around with a mic and maybe even ask questions on the air. We also are going to have the Diamondbacks wives down here who are participating in the charity drive, and we'll probably get a few of them on to talk about what's going on. So if you're wondering what's going on and need a little bit more information, of course, stay tuned to what you're listening here, and we'll have that stuff later on in the show.
Today's show is all about helping all of you that are new to the world of chat room and email acronyms and abbreviations. You'll get these LOLs and
BRB,
AFK. I mean, there's a bunch of them out there. And now if you use text messaging on your cell phone, you may start getting messages from people with all these little initials and characters, and you're going to have no idea what they're talking about.
The letter C, the letter U, the L8R. Will it help you decode what all that stuff means and teach you some stuff about stuff?
Yeah.
About cyberspace lingo, huh?
Of course, all the resources for what we're talking about today, of course, are posted at datadoctors.com. Simply click on the radio show section and you will see all of today's offerings, including the Geek Speak of the Week, the free download of the week, and lots of ways for you to participate. You can email us through the forums there, call us. And also sign up for our weekly newsletter because we will keep you up to speed on really nasty things like what just was discovered this past week with the bearbug.b version of the virus worm that's been out for a little while. Really, really nasty, folks. Bad, dangerous, and spreading like wildfire.
If you haven't got it, you probably know somebody who has, and they may not even know that they've got it, but we're seeing lots and lots and lots of occurrences of this nasty new variant hitting things. So
it is very unusual for a virus to be discovered on a Wednesday and for us to be seeing machines with the virus the next day and the day after, and not just a couple, a lot of them. And basically the symptoms that people are running into, their antivirus program seems to stop functioning. They're not able to check email if their antivirus program is set up to check their email, which most are.
Right.
They're getting garbled print, or they can't print anymore. Very strange anomalies that there's nothing that comes up and says, ha-ha, I've infected
you.
Right. It's not like that.
By the way, if you think you're infected, there's an extra little goodie that they've added to this thing that monitors keystrokes and sends them back to some central location. So stop using your computer, number one. Number two,
Well, no. You don't have to stop using
your computer. Using your computer for anything with sensitive data. Number two, get to our website to check out the links to find out, do I have this thing, the ability to update your antivirus and all the information about what this new bugbear.b worm is.
The particularly alarming and scary thing about this is one of the very few worms and viruses out there where you don't have to actually physically open the attachment to get infected.
Right.
It takes advantage of a security loophole that was discovered about a year ago. That if you use Outlook or Outlook Express or Netscape Mail or any of those mail clients that have a preview pane where you can actually see what's in the message before you open it, you can actually, it basically can tell it through the preview pane to automatically open the attachment. That's why you don't have to read the message. That's why you don't have to open the attachment. Just by simply clicking on the message, guess what? You got it.
Ouch.
Not good. So check that out at datadoctors.com. Of course, we invite your participation. Do we have our, before we get into real acronyms, do we have our real acronym guy?
Adam's acronym of the week. I'm sure he's there. I don't know if for sure, but Adam, are you with us here?
We have no idea what we're doing
here
yet. Hey,
Adam.
Hey, we don't have our board that tells us who's on, so we're going to be guessing all day.
Fun.
Hey, we got the ultimate in acronym shows today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So since we're talking about acronyms pretty much all day and abbreviations.
By the way, for those of you in the listening world who don't catch the show regularly, Adam is a 13-year-old. 13,
yep.
That can run circles around most of us adults or close to adults, as Ken is.
He has become a staple of this show.
Right. And he brings us something every week called Adam's Acronym, and sometimes it's almost an acronym, so we've kind of added that extra acronym to it.
Yeah, this one's an almost acronym this week, but it pretty much goes with the theme.
All right. What is Adam's almost acronym this week?
Today's almost acronym is IRC.
IRC.
IRC, too, and I see all kinds of stuff out there.
Wait a minute. IRC? That's kind of an acronym.
No.
IRC and Ken right now? IRC? And people pouring in?
IRC? All right, what's IRC stand for?
It stands for Internet Relay Chat.
Internet Relay Chat. I got the internet part.
Yeah.
And the chat part I get. What's the relay part?
It just basically means that the IRC program you use, it goes around and looks for IRC servers.
Uh-huh.
Then you can connect to an IRC server and do a bunch of stuff like chat with other people.
It's like the originator of Instant Messenger, and it's a little bit the grandfather of instant messaging, huh?
Yeah.
It's like everybody all in. It's like a public swimming pool, right? Everybody comes to this. It's not like a private pool in the backyard.
But you can make little private pools off of the main public pool.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, so it's kind of like chat. It's kind of like chat rooms, maybe, or forums that you might have seen, but a little bit more live.
That's the actual protocol, I guess. Not protocol.
I think it's the name.
Yeah, it's just the name of the stuff and the junk that makes it happen.
Yeah.
What
Ken said.
Hey, you gonna bring some clothing down here today, Adam?
No, I probably won't be going down to the ballpark today.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll donate some clothing on your behalf.
Okay.
We're
gonna
give him a sock and say it's from Adam.
Mikel's out there actually shopping right now, trying to put together a nice little package for donations.
We should get a boatload of socks because that's what they need.
We'll put from Brandon, Ken, Mikel, and Adam.
Just one sock from Adam.
One?
He didn't show up, so we can't, go all out.
One sock. You mean like when you go to the dryer and there's just one sock?
Right, not a pair, a single.
Alrighty. Hey, Adam.
Hey.
The Geek Fest is upon us shortly. Stay tuned. We're going to have a kind of a gaggle of geeks all kind of get together at the
I thought it was a herd.
No, gaggle.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm with you now.
Like geese. And that is upcoming, so for those of you that want to hear more of Adam, you will be hearing a lot more of Adam in the very near future.
Absolutely.
Adam, hey, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Bank One Ballpark Fishbowl broadcast area here from KTAR. We're helping out with the D-backs wives here to collect they're actually trying to get as many clothing donations for our disadvantaged children here. It's the Back to School Clothing Drive Association's event here. We're encouraging you to bring donations, and we'll get into more detail when we come back.
Check out our website at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section for all the things we're talking about today, or give us a call right now, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. We'll be right back.
Who's on first?
All four!
You're out!
How does he sign his name?